Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Welcome to the Inside Hour. Hope you had a pleasant week and a happy holiday.
So we had an interesting week, and we have some interesting things to talk about today.
Yeah, but I want to also, before we begin, let's thank our sponsors. We've been a little bit remiss in acknowledging our sponsors and the support that we get from so many people. Inside Hour, by the way, folks, if you are new at joining us, we cover the world's worst news and the world's best news. We go on Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific. It's midnight on the East Coast. And in Hawaii, where we're broadcasting from, it's 6 in the evening. I want to thank our sponsors, HealthyWorldStore.com and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. And if you buy any books, tapes, DVDs, and CDs that we talk about on the show, you'll find them on HealthyWorldStore.com. And please partner with us with HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. And then what about Love528.com. Don't forget that for musicians. And
actually,
also
528 Records.
528Records.com and 528Radio.com. If you haven't been listening to the revolution in music, it's about time you tuned in to 528Radio.com, and you'll find a network there. 528RadioNetwork.com has a variety of now stations. We've got six posted right now, including classic rock, including a general mix, including a blues station, and a 528Motown.com, which is great too. So if you find yourself a little stressed out from listening to the music that you typically do, tune into 528Radio.com and get a refresher, because it's all played in the music of love and the frequency of divinity that is blessing the botanical world and we, the people, optimally. It's the frequency of love called 528 hertz.
Yes, and that actually is going through the world right now, and I think it's changing the face of the planet as we know it. It's bringing the peace, the love, the harmony. It's really the solution to everything is bringing peace. Without peace, there is no war, and without love, there is no hate. So we're rooting for 528.
You mean with peace, there's no war?
Yes, sorry.
With peace, there's no war.
Well, did I say without peace, there's no world? No.
Yeah. we want peace. We want joy. We want harmony and blessings in all ways, and prosperity is in all ways available. And that's really what the kingdom of heaven, bringing it down to earth, is all about. And that's what a full measure of faith and the power of prayer can be applied for, and especially the power that comes to you if you start to simply sync your heart and mind and spirit to the frequency of divinity, of the love of Yeshua, of the great blessing of love and the administering of how it is that we can perform miracles every single day through vibing to 528 love frequency, literally being at one or atonement. 528 love is atonement. Or a tone, a frequency of sound that was meant to be played, is meant to be played, is prophesied to be played right here, right now, on earth, as it has been in heaven, as the botanical world has been celebrating for, you know, since the beginning of time.
Regular grills cook like this.
Oh, my goodness, what's that,
in the air,
Jerry?
Which
what have you got?
Up the food.
I know you're surfing a little bit to take a look at surfing the web to get a little bit of information about what's breaking in the news, and I think that you probably hit something. But
that's bizarre.
You know, I think what's breaking in the news at this time that is extremely interesting is this concept of the economic situation in both Europe and the United States having its repercussions in Asia. So are you okay? Are you with us?
I'm with us.
Yeah? We're still broadcasting?
Yes,
still on?
We're still on, of course.
That's good. Yeah. So tell us what you found in surfing. What's news?
Well, I found that the pedophile issue is getting big into Hollywood. They're Corey Feldman, who is a child star, who's now about 40 years old, he's actually exposed that big Hollywood media moguls are engaging in pedophilism with young starlings, male and female. And so he said that's a huge thing. That's probably the biggest thing that happens in Hollywood, the worst thing that can happen, and it ruins these children's lives. He mentioned one of his good friends who was another child star. His name was Corey Haim, who went on into drugs because of this type of abuse as a child, this abuse by men who had, you know, forced him to have sex.
Gee, you know, that's a situation and a discussion that we've had a number of times on this program, and we've articulated how the most devastating thing that you can do to another human being is to molest them as a child, and it whacks their neurology. And I know that that's a research area that has been very much on your heart and your mind, and advancing this whole defense against the COINTELPRO gang stalkers, you know, Ted Gunderson recently deceased, on down to Dr. Truod and company, who have been out there protecting pedophiles and distracting us from looking at the Church of Satan's involvements here. I mean, it's very interesting that this came out on ABC the other day.
Yes, yeah, so it was on ABC, exactly.
What program was that?
I believe it was Dateline.
So major media has covered the story that in Hollywood you have pedophiles who are major movie moguls and studio directors who are engaging in what we've been talking about. And imagine the devastation and the effect that's had on the lives of not just those celebrities that we look up to, but virtually all the people that are involved with these people.
It's really something that people don't want to look at. We talked to somebody today. It's really something that people don't want to look at. We talked to somebody today who said, you know, it's so disgustingly atrocious that things like this go on, and people don't want to have to deal or face with the facts that this stuff is happening. But on the same token, if we don't deal with this stuff happening, if we don't come to terms with it, and if we don't expose it, and if we don't bring light to these issues, what happens is they just keep going as they are, and nobody ever does anything about it.
Exactly. It's kind of like the truth that shall set us free that we're not willing to look at. You know, if we really honor each other as brothers and sisters divine, and as our children being the future of generations and our nation, as well as global, you know, everything depends on our children. And the fact that we don't even want to talk about or look at, you know, it's kind of like the New Age con job where you just say, oh, I'm going to focus on the light of love and everything else will fall into place. Well, that's really not a total truth. The total truth is, if you really want to achieve enlightenment, then you've got to come to terms with the depths of the darkness. You know, it's a wise person and a holy person that can recognize reality and truth for what it is. Maybe not get attached to it, maybe be able to observe it, kind of bear witness to it, but certainly tell the truth about it. And since we're in this together, it behooves all of us, each of us, to take responsibility. We have the ability to respond to the needs of our brothers and sisters and our children. And so that this is an issue, again, we've talked about it. If you look for one thing that is the most devastating thing that causes this planet to be engaged in hypocrisy, insanity, lunacy, intoxication, manipulation of the population, ultimately for population reduction, the genocide. What is it that causes most of the social pathology? It's us not recognizing the joy-filled, loving, capable, worthy people, the full measure of esteeming the gods and goddesses within us, the divine creator and Yeshua, Jesus in our hearts and souls. And if we don't have that, if we don't know who we are, we don't have that connection, we lose that. And the best, easiest way to lose it quickly is by allowing some pedophile to manipulate you and create this hideous neurological, psychosocial, and psychotic aberration, then, when you no longer can conceive of yourself as capable, worthy for anything but being a manipulative tool of some sex fiend. You know, that this is the most devastating, instantly life altering experience. And if we, the people, don't come to terms with it and point it out and expose those who are doing it, then we really don't even have the authority to claim that we are civilized, that it is not civil. It is not sane to turn a blind eye to what is going on every level of society, from Hollywood to the justice system.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, I think it's wild that I feel like I was chosen to do that as a journalist, to expose these types of crimes. And I think I was chosen because I really do feel like I am fearless and that I'm not afraid to die. And when you go to this level of exposing people on the highest levels for the most horrific crime, you know, I spoke to somebody not too long ago in regards to these types of crimes, the crimes regarding abuse of children and pedophiles abusing children. And they stated to me that there's people up in the high levels of the government that just, they don't see things the way we do. They don't feel like they're doing anything wrong the way we see them doing things wrong. To them, it's a cultural thing that it's passed on from generation to generation.
The skull and bones is a great example of the abuses that go on there, and you're educated or indoctrinated into the tradition of satanic sorcery and, you know, hideous, inhumane and criminal activities is considered part of the status quo.
Yeah, so when you realize, like, you look at places like Bohemian Grove and the mystery behind Bohemian Grove, what goes on there? People ask me all the time, what really goes on there? You know, I only can tell you from documented evidence or evidence supposedly that is documented. I haven't been there personally myself, but it seems to be, from all evidence, a playground for these elitists, for these globalists to go and do all of these things that would not be considered moral for most of us. And it seems like the morality is just not there. And you wonder whether these are actually humans or of a different species altogether. I mean, it just doesn't seem right if they believe that this is okay. And I think it's great too, you, Len, that you've been helping me expose these atrocities regarding what goes on with these children, because, you know, it shows also among all the amazing work that you do in the world, even one step, you are also one step ahead of everybody in exposing this, because this isn't something that's considered okay to expose. This is an outcasted type of weird thing for most people. They don't want to put it on their programs. They don't want to talk about it. But can you imagine if people would start to expose this on a higher level more and more? If more people would start to look at what goes on with these children, what's happening, how it even starts to the same children you're looking at in Hollywood, the children your children are watching in Hollywood. How did they get there? And what happens to them when they're there? And what do they have to go through?
Or even more down to earth, like more practical knowledge, for example, is what is taking place in your children's school whereby they tell the children, come, we're going to take your photograph and you're going to have a Mother's Day or a Father's Day portrait to take home to your mom and dad. And that then that goes into a file which becomes part of a children's yearbook, which is published by Life Touch Corporation, that is co-owned by JCPenney and Target stores, that then is actually, Target is the main forensics laboratory for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which is operating to allegedly discover who is perpetrating these heinous crimes against our children and our families. And this investigation that's supposed to be taking place, the forensics to follow up on the missing children and going in collaboration with the Centers for Missing Children, whereby it's all being run through the same organization that provides a virtual menu in the yearbooks, that is a menu for pedophilia under the guise of annual public school yearbooks, and that this is all administered through a organization that we give our faith and trust over for law enforcement called the FBI. These types of realities, again, it's like I agree with you, Sherry. When I came out with emerging viruses, AIDS and Ebola, you know, there was a certain measure of opposition that this controversy created. Now here it is almost 20 years later. People are finally getting, yeah, well, wow, yeah, America did create HIV/AIDS, and just like the vast majority of people believe that 9/11 was an inside job, which it was. People have come to terms with that, at least in average social discussions, even though the mainstream media is not covering it. Most people are not even tuned in anymore to the mainstream media.
And what about the fact that we are financing these enterprises like child sex trafficking and all the missing children that get taken by these horrific people who sell their body parts or use them as sex slaves? Look at Target. Nobody would ever believe that Target has the largest forensics lab, and how many Americans shop there? They've torn out all the mom and pop stores in most towns and put a Target or a Walmart in those towns to really take over. So really, we the people are supporting these enterprises.
Yeah. You know, that reminds me, folks, the other day we had a caller, not on this program, but through another show, got in touch with us and was concerned about vaccination intoxication and the devastating effects she was experiencing of autoimmune diseases as a result of getting vaccinated. And then her daughter was also vaccinated, and she was also suffering. And if you're still out there, and if this is new to you, and you don't realize how deadly vaccines are, and that what's required if you've taken vaccines to stay well is the protocol that we recommend in the Healthy World Store in the book called Healing Celebrations. You've got to get that book. You've got to read that book, and you've got to pass that information on to your loved ones and follow the directions yourself. There's 5 steps that this woman was very concerned about, and it was required that I share this information with her. But it occurs to me again that we have not yet won the total war against we the people. It's war on we the people primarily through intoxication, whether it's the electromagnetic frequency aberrations from HARP, or it is the chemtrail sprays, or the polluted water supplies, or the polluted chemically treated foods. But it's also the vaccinations, which is the direct manner in which toxins go into the human bloodstream. It's through vaccinations. And so if you're still not aware of this whole field, please do get yourself a couple references. You can go online. We have a ton of information still on tetrahedron.org. There's a vaccine folder and a file there. It's tetrahedron, that's spelled TETRAHEDRON.ORG. And click on the archives, the article archives folder there, and or the link there, and you'll see the folder that says vaccine or vaccination folder. Open that up, and you'll have just a bounty of excellent educational articles that will wake in you and others to the serious risk that's increasing with vaccinations. As a matter of fact, today in the Hawaii newspaper that I was looking at, they've come up with a new vaccine for the flu whereby it's a minimal, they say, dosage that's just placed under the skin. It's not even a big needle. And they're claiming that this is in scarcity, shortage. They always do that when they're trying to push something. They tell you that it's scarcity. You have to
run out and get it
more. Yeah,
you got to run out and get it.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be flying off the shelves. And I'm just reading here in a newspaper article regarding smoking. You know, smoking really, people actually have the decline of people who stop smoking is actually less than it was. So more and more people are still smoking or continuing to smoke cigarettes. And they contact us and they always say, you know, I'm taking your products and when am I going to feel a difference? And the first thing I ask them is, do you smoke cigarettes? If I feel like maybe I can hear it in their voice or whatever, do you smoke cigarettes? Because you can usually hear it in a voice.
Yeah, and you can certainly see it on the person's skin.
But over the phone, it's harder. So you need to listen to the voice. It's usually a raspy type of voice. And it's always like, yes, I'm still smoking, and I can't quit because I love to smoke. But how can I take your products and still be able to overcome my illness? And it's kind of like taking antibiotics and taking the products, smoking and taking the products, it really drinking and taking the products. It just kind of defeats the purpose of a healthy lifestyle if you're going to continue to abuse your body the same way and not make any changes to that. Because smoking is extremely dangerous and hazardous to your health. Is nothing they said that they can do to tell people anymore to stop smoking. They've raised the price of cigarettes. They've put caskets on billboards that say this could happen to you. They've done all these kind of marketing campaigns to try to dissuade people to stop smoking, and it seems like it's not working. People are addicted to these cigarettes.
Well, I think it's also looking at the times that we're living in right now. You know, the question is that how much longer are you going to be living? And a lot of people, particularly those who have addictive disorders, they really don't quite care anymore. They're ready to check out. And so I think that that was the case of this woman recently who called in with her smoking. And, you know, and again, my recommendation to her right off the bat was to please stop. But she says, I can't and I won't. And so she was asking, well, what can your products do for me? Well, the truth is that they still can be helpful. You know, when you boost immunity and you do a lot to do that, you have to understand all disease or health is a multifactorial matter. It's not just one thing like cigarettes that is going to do you in. And I go back always to the wonderful story of my grandfather who died at age 93 because he willed himself to death within 2 weeks. And that happened because my father and my uncle, my father's brother, put my grandmother in a nursing home against my grandfather's will. And he said to them, if you do this, I'll die. And they did it anyway. And 2 weeks later, this Camel cigarette smoker, this 75-year Camel cigarette smoker, man, he was 93, but he had been smoking for about 75 years. And he smoked Camels, the non-filtered cigarettes, in the worst possible way, the most hazardous way. He would cut the cigarettes into thirds, and he would only smoke the hottest, most tar and nicotine chemicalized portion of the cigarette every puff. And he did that for 75 years, and that didn't kill him. What killed him was the fact that he decided that because he had no more purpose in life, he had no more ability to share and care for his wife, Betty. And that was a spiritual crisis for him. And that he decided to check out. And I think that that's the same thing. And when I was there, in fact, just to tell you the most incredible thing about that story, I was actually standing right next to my father when the surgeon came up from the morgue. And he said, Mr. Horowitz, I have an unbelievable discovery here. Your father, I don't understand how he could have lived for the past 20 years. Every single bone, muscle, and organ throughout his entire body was riddled with cancer. And what kept this man alive was his love for Betty, his love for my grandmother. And he would shop for her, he would clean with her, he would cook with her, he would clean after her. It was all sorts of things. I mean, that was his life. And that the purpose of service to another human being is the fabric that binds humanity together, is this service motive. We want to be able to share and care and give for another human being. A lot of people say, don't, if you want to end depression, find yourself a voluntary position somewhere in a church or a synagogue or in a poverty center and contribute something of your time and love. And suddenly that brings about meaning of life. And so that is far and away the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that flows then, which brings about sustaining us. It brings about reversing diseases. It brings about protection against cancers and things that cigarette smoking clearly do. So I think it's a big picture, but I do believe for that reason that my recommendations to this woman is if you're going to be smoking, then get zeolite, then get the clay, the bentonite clay, to detox, to consider going on the Master Cleanser, Stanley Burroughs 9-day fast with cayenne pepper spike lemonade, to take love minerals, because the stress and the smoking and the chemicalization of your body depletes your energy. It depletes your electrons as it acidifies your body. Chemistry becomes acid, and then you become a breeding ground for pathogens. That type of situation that smoking and other stress factors bring on to your body can be alleviated and certainly can be reversed if you get on to the 5-step healing celebrations protocol that I've recommended. And that's what I did. I recommended that she read the book, Healing Celebrations.
Yes. Actually, I want to open up the lines to callers if somebody wants to call in. Our phone number here is 1-888-627-6008. Again, 1-888-627-6008. We're standing by if you want to call. You have any questions to ask, we're here to answer them. Don't be shy.
Or comments. You know, if you want to share something that's on your heart or mind, please go right ahead.
So, anyway, I am looking at pictures that were taken recently from space. And what is your take on the man landing on the moon? What is your take on that? Do you believe that that happened, or are you still up in the air about that?
You know, it's kind of like where I'm at about it is I don't care. I mean, I don't really give a damn, frankly, because it doesn't affect me right here, right now. And what is also very clear to me is that there's so much counterintelligence about it. Okay, you have the same Hegelian dialectic where you presented the thesis, the government created the thesis that we actually had a man step foot on the moon, and it was a huge glorious thing. And then here a couple years ago, come to find out there's a whole group of people saying it never happened. And here's the evidence. And the evidence is quite compelling. Shadows in the wrong places, flags flying with no wind, all sorts of staged, obviously staged events. So it occurs to me, if I were to bet on it, I would probably bet to say it never happened. But it doesn't matter whether it did or it didn't, because it really doesn't affect my own life at this moment. I think what most people are concerned about at this moment is the economy, is paying for the food on the table and the roof over their head and their loved ones. And I think it's also, how do you stay healthy when all of the stress, all of the disease risks are accelerating along with poverty? And when you have poverty and you have social strife, you have the stage set for a plague. And that's what they've been promoting. There's the new movie is just coming out called Contagion. Hollywood is gearing up for the same propaganda of getting us in the mindset. And so much of this is a mindset. It's all mindset game. You know, I am one who does firmly believe in the New Age concept that, you know, think and grow rich. You know, Napoleon Hill's very, very excellent book that talks about mind over matter, that talks about how important thoughts are. But I'm also in love with God and the Messiah, Yeshua, and I see how faith is the trump card, that it doesn't matter really whether you think negative thoughts, because if you counter your negative thoughts with, you know, the statement, God forbid, or you pray for the resolution of that troubling situation, then you give it to the Creator, and the Creator always takes it from you, alleviates your burden. And so for me, it's kind of like, I'm not interested in what the hearsay is out there, or even what COINTELPRO's controversy is.
Can I interject for a
second? Yeah, please.
Okay, so we're talking about the economy, and do you know, realize how many billions of taxpayer dollars go into the space programs?
Well, of course.
So, I mean, that's part. I mean, even though it doesn't affect, you know, people might not think it affects them, they're spending an awful lot of money on
a fraud.
So, again, think about the
absurdity is, look, if you read the report from Iron Mountain, the entire space program was an agenda. It was a financial and political and social manipulation agenda to create extraterrestrial threats and menaces to bring people over the world together, and that would produce a substitute for standard militarization and very, very expensive wars that would blow up infrastructures. This was one of the recommendations. And because of that report from Iron Mountain that was published in 1967, I believe was the date, but they had the actual meeting, I believe it was in 62 or 63, and that the Illuminati's agenda has been the extraterrestrial thing, the space-based weaponry, the satellite technology, all of that is part of the agenda. So the question becomes, I mean, I'm like somebody who doesn't fit. I don't fit into that, and I don't want to play a role in it. And so my own feeling and belief is that it's better to look at the space within your heart. If you're going to send a man into space, send yourself into your heart and see the love that Jesus has in there for you, and to find that love and to vibe to it and to synchronize with it and to just totally engage it for the sake of what we were just talking about, service, humanity, that there's a great need. I mean, things are falling apart now because we've lacked that. There hasn't been enough people saying what I'm saying out there, saying, hey, shut the TV off, tune out to what the politics are, let them give wars but don't show up to fight them, and ultimately begin to engage an alternative economy that's sustainable, that's not based on degeneration and population manipulation. It's based on community, communication, extended family, spirituality, full faith, and the power of prayer to make huge differences in the world. And then, of course, we've got the blessing now and the revelations of 528 hertz frequency and how we can totally revolutionize all of medicine with oxysilver, with 528, and you create a holy water that's the most profound silver hydrosol that can eliminate infectious diseases from planet Earth. But then you add to it this technology of divinity, of creation, creationistic technology to create ourselves impregnable against infectious diseases and more, to begin to do what Jesus did all the time, produce miracle of healing after miracle of healing. And what did he say? It is by your faith that you are healed. So look at what the vibration of the heart is. It's 528, because the heart of the universe vibrates at 528. We can assume that as above, so below, as it is in the macroscopic realm, the cosmic realm, so it is in the microscopic realm of DNA. And so that's a vibration at the heart of the rainbow, this greenish yellow 528 frequency. And that is sinking you to the most divine love, the kingdom of heaven. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. That means there's no dis-ease or disease. It's perfect, and it's available now. And so where is the faith located in your body or being? It's in your heart. Where is the love in your being located? If any place in your body, it's in your heart. Where is joy? Happy heart. Where is bravery? Brave heart. So we're talking about the fundamental vibration of your heart is the solution to all of the problems. So rather than go to out in the outer space, go into the inner space of your heart, and that's where the answers are.
Right. I know. But we have to get people to that place in their life. And most people, they're not there yet. They're worried, like you said. They're worried about how they're going to have...
Well, they haven't got much time left, Sherry.
Okay.
You know,
I'm reading this other...
They're on the creator's clock, albeit. But, I mean, again, it's kind of like getting a little bit late.
I'm reading this other article regarding this space, because space seems to be the big topic in the news today. And the Amazon CEO billionaire Jeff Bezos actually funded a unmanned spaceship to go into space, and it actually misfired. And so we have people that, you know, contact us all the time, and they ask us for information on how to help with their health and what they should do. And we spend a lot of time with them. We recommend things, and then they go onto Amazon and they purchase them, not through our store, but then go to Amazon.
Oh, yeah, that aggravated me the other day. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm looking at the people that are running Amazon. They're billionaires. They're actually funding space programs.
Yeah, folks, listen to this. Listen to Sherry. She's telling you that something that's important.
And,
you know, a lot of people are trying to save a dime right now. And the fact is, if you buy, for example, Healing Celebrations book I just recommended a couple minutes ago, if you buy that book from healthyworldstore.com, then you're blessing us and you're blessing our ministry. And that is a mutual blessing, because you're actually seeding into, like, paying ahead, you know, paying forward. You're actually seeding, and it's a tie virtually, and it's going to return a blessing to you. But if you try to save a dime, and you buy your stuff from Amazon.com that was set up to undermine the ma and pa operations and the small presses and the really, minor league publishers, which I am. Tetrahedron Publishing Group is a small press. We can't possibly compete with a company that during the first 5 years that it started, they lost $100 million annually.
Amazon.com.
Why did they do that? So that they could capture the entire market. A major share of the publishing industry has been captured by primarily Amazon.com and the rest of the multinationals. And so if you don't understand that simple reality, if you're thinking you're just saving a dime or a few dollars – by purchasing your books through Amazon, man, oh man, you are not conscious and you're not really aware of what is really happening in the marketplace, and you're not doing what I would consider a spiritual blessing to change this planet positively.
Yeah, I mean, it is true. The woman that actually contacted us and we gave her this information, she was upset when I told her that, you know, it probably wasn't fair that she did what she did, that she probably would have been better off if she helped us out, because we did give her a lot of time, and she said she could save a few bucks on Amazon. But at the same time, I mean, just like everybody else, we're all going through hard times. But the guy from Amazon isn't going through very hard times. He's a billionaire.
He's shooting missiles into space that go awry, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's just some people, they don't see the bigger picture. And in order for us all to be able to, you know, get off this sinking ship, we have to support each other, especially the mom and pa stores out there. And that's what we say when we go to the store, we go to the hardware store. I always choose to go to the mom and pa stores, even the grocery stores. That's why I like shopping in cities like San Francisco or New York City, where they have all these little grocery stores that you can go to that aren't chains, that are run by mom and pa.
You know, also, we've advanced healthyworldaffiliates.com, which is our way of saying, hey, we need a different model for commerce, not just e-commerce, but general word of mouth, to bring this knowledge and bring healing products to the marketplace in a collaboration or a cooperative. We established Healthy World Affiliates to do that, and the model, it barely works in terms of for us. Financially, we're paying out 40% on five different levels of that. And essentially the products, you can bet your booties that many of the products that we have there are costing us 40% and 50%. And so when you look at what is the profit margin that's necessary to take a product into a store or particularly into an affiliate program, you and then you consider your overhead costs. You consider the staff salaries, and you consider the distribution costs. And all the final costs is what we did with Healthy World Affiliates is we cut it down to the bare bones so that we could actually create an alternative movement towards replacing the corrupt World Health Organization with something that makes sense. And so I want you to know, folks, if you've been listening out there, I know for a couple of years I've been telling you that I'm advancing an ambassadorship program. And I want you to know that right now, this week, I will be finishing level one training for the Healthy World Affiliates segment called the ambassadorship, whereby it involves continuing education. And of course, you've got to think about the time and money it takes to be involved in film production so that we can educate you as our brothers and sisters, as our partners in this enterprise. And again, what a wonderful opportunity. While the rest of the world is thinking about how to earn a living and how to basically keep food on the table and stay healthy, we've got the best of the best. We've got an organization and a plan, and we're committed to advancing it, and we're actually still doing it despite all of the attacks from COINTELPRO and CIA, FBI, NSA, and despite all of the bizarre things that have gone on with my ex-wife and the hostile takeover in Idaho and all of this and that that's happening in our lives. We are still, by the grace of God, moving forward with the affiliate program, and that the ambassadorship program level one training will be accredited and certified, whereby you'll get, if you're, let's say, a health professional, you will get 3 hours of continuing education credit. If you're just a normal non-healthcare professional, you will receive a certificate whereby completing all three levels of the ambassadorship, you'll be a certified health coach in the Healthy World Ambassador Program, and that this would then qualify you to enroll in a 5-year doctorate program for naturopathic medicine. And that's associated with the World Organization for Natural Medicine and the Clinics for Humanity Project that, like I'm telling you, the folks there likewise see the same problem with the Rockefeller-directed World Health Organization conducting genocide under the guise of public health, conducting genocide under the guise of immunization, which is actually intoxication. And so it's necessary for solutions that we advance this understanding and this collaboration that we're calling Healthy World Ambassadorship and Healthy World Affiliates Program. So you can partner with us immediately by going to healthyworldaffiliates.com and signing up if you haven't done it already. And sign up, and then also you'll be receiving our newsletters. Please make sure that you're getting our newsletters. If you're not getting them, and we have had some trouble with both the internal operations because of the malfeasance in some of the officials that we've had working for us, believe it or not, we've just it's been such a delightful time, to finally realize how come, we're not as successful as we might have been had we not had people on the inside undermining us. Now that we know who they are and what they did, gee whiz, it's like an emancipation, isn't it, Sherry?
It really is. I'm looking at, it's like this is overcoming it all. But at the same time, all the things that are going on in the world right now and that people are dealing with, I was just you know, when you read what's going on, you really do come to the conclusion that this empire of America is really done.
It's gone.
The great
man,
American
gone.
Empire is gone. The United States of America empire, it's gone.
It's over.
It's over.
Hey,
I mean,
look, we're broadcasting now from Honolulu, and if you go down on the street, there's, you know, relatively speaking, very, very few American white middle-class people here. It's mostly Asians. And, in fact, just again today in the newspaper, the University of Japan is partnering with the University of Hawaii in developing a whole new curriculum and a whole new college. And so this is what's happening in the 50th state or the 49th state of Hawaii in the United States. And that wasn't the case even 2 or 3 years ago. It was mostly the white middle-class Americans that came here as tourists to enjoy their holidays. And it's not that way. And it's strikingly so where Japan and China have beaten us in terms of not us, they've been directed to beat us by the Illuminati, and we the people just, you know, we watched it happen. The party, I said, was over years ago. You know, it was kind of like after 9/11, that was kind of like the end of the party, and, you know, you knew it was on our way out when you had such gross cover-up and the involvement of Goldman Sachs and the Partnership for New York City that we exposed. You know, anyway, Sherry.
I mean, years ago, I predicted that Asia was going to be the next empire. I mean, years ago, probably 20, 25 years ago, you know, I predicted that, you know, Asia was going to be the next empire. And I was only really just a kid then. And I could see it coming. It's just the economy has gone here. It's gone. The jobs are gone here. Every time you call up the phone company, any company where you want to have help or a customer service with your bills that you're receiving, you don't get an American person on the phone. You get somebody that's either in Thailand or India or Asia. You're using all offshore calling centers. It's because of, you know, it's cheaper than going through this country, and also the people tend to be more hardworking, and that's a sad thing because our whole country has fallen apart.
Yeah, and so I mean the alternatives have got to be sustainable, permacultural concept, grow your own, get off the grid, basically do whatever is necessary to begin to live a life that was known to our great ancestors and the native persons. That's essentially what we're looking at here in Hawaii. That's why years ago I decided we really would be wise to establish a facility and a property in Hawaii that has a garden, that has an orchard, that has some amazing healing features to it. We have a beautiful place in Pahoa that is actually right now, it's closed. We're not accepting guests right now. We're not accepting anyone right now because of the changes that are happening right now. We've decided to close the doors. This is the first time in years that building and that facility has been closed. But it is operating for our loved ones. It's operating for our immediate community. And that the requirement is that you now, I mean, we've been talking about this for years, how important it was to find an extended family, consider a community. And this whole concept of developing collaborations instead of competitions, to develop this concept of where you have a reliable community that is not based on greed. It's based on love, and it's based on understanding what's really happening socio-politically and economically so that you can sustain yourself when the hard times hit. Well, these are now the very, very, very beginnings of the real hard times. As America and you see it in the newspapers today, the stock market's collapsed again. They're predicting a lengthy, again, additional recession, and that likewise in Europe. And so it is extremely wise, and wherever you are, to find yourself a place where you can grow your own food, that you have a certain amount of food storage that allows you to sustain yourself over these coming hard times. And, you know, Sherry, a lot of people, especially in the age group that I'm in, the baby boomers, you know, they're ready to check out. You know, they had the time, the party's over, and now it's, you know, it's on to the spirit world.
I don't know about that. I think that, at, you know, at a certain age you get, you just want to relax. You want to go to the beach.
Yeah, but I mean, at those days, if you let's say for your average Joe out there, I mean, look what happened to the IRAs, you know, all of the investments where people had portfolios, you know, $2 million portfolios suddenly have dwindled to, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 in stock holdings and trust fund accounts. And gee whiz, they're having a hard time. And I can appreciate that. And again, it's just, you know, I don't want to say, you know, I told you so, but this is what we've been preaching for years already, that it's time to set yourself up and do it with a lot of intelligence. Think about simplicity. Think about when you're buying or designing a permacultural, sustainable farming operation, for example. Think about that you may not be able to get a certain piece of hardware, that you want to find something as a substitute in the design of whatever you're building for sustaining you. You want to be able to rely on the native available resources in wherever location you are, and design whatever to become optimally efficient, easily repaired, and optimally productive for sustaining you. And it's across the board, whether you're talking about aquaculture with fish or aquaponics for growing vegetables. There are greenhouses that can be built in cold weather climates now that permit these kinds of technologies. Whatever it is that you're thinking of doing and buying, always remember that, simplify it. Always remember that whatever you're building, make sure that the repair technologies are available locally at a minimum cost. Otherwise, you know, it's kind of like you can throw $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 into a greenhouse, for example, and, you know, you buy the top of the line, and then in 2 or 3 years, the company's no longer going to be around, and you won't be able to find replacement parts for whatever. So it's really important to think simple again, and less is more in this age of recession.
Definitely, less is more. So I was thinking about Rupert Murdoch just now, and I'm looking that he's actually selling his London division of the News Corp, the London newspaper division.
Was this the one that became under fire because of the wiretaps that they were conducting with the royal family and the parliament?
Well, that was actually the tabloids.
Oh, so this is not the same division?
That was the New in the World tabloid. No, this is the UK newspaper division in East London of News Corp. So he's selling that. I mean, it seems really like he's, you know, he's been exposed. And from here down, it's just going to, it's near the end of his life. And it happens to a lot of these people that have just are evil. And then at the end of their lives, they get exposed.
Well, James Murdoch, too, his son was exposed, too, recently in this, you know, illegal operation that they were running.
Scandal, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, what we were going through with, you know, the grassroots movement of being infiltrated and being attacked by these gang stalkers is what they do on this level. But on the higher up levels, this is what they do with Rupert Murdoch and the phone hacking, and the royal family was involved. It was just a, It was a real scandal. But it looks like, you know, now near the end of his life, that's an old man, Rupert Murdoch. Just getting questioned at the end of his life. Of
Is mom still alive at 101, isn't she?
I'm not sure. Possibly.
Elizabeth Murdoch, right?
Elizabeth, yeah. She runs the Royal Woman's Family Hospital in
Melbourne.
In Melbourne, right, exactly.
Yeah, so at any rate, I think that, again, I would recommend with what you've been doing with the COINTELPRO, Sherry, I would recommend that you contact the journalist in London that exposed Murdoch's illegal operations. So we're getting also down to the end of the hour here, I think. We should probably begin to, again, thank our sponsors and call it a night.
Yes. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Healthy World Store, for your amazing products that keep people so healthy during the flu season and all throughout the year. I want to thank Healthy World Affiliates for all of the great things you do and having ability for people to partner with us and promote the products, be able to use them and get them at great prices as well as make great commissions for themselves. And we want to thank 528 Records for the music, the ability for people to listen to the great healing music of the 528 frequency, all of your favorite music that's transposed into that frequency and that just has amazing healing effects.
And you'll be addicted to it, because I am, I'll tell you. You know, I miss it if I don't listen to it. A day goes by when I don't hear it. I want to hear it again.
528 Radio.
528radio.com is playing right now. And it's right now, you get it for completely free. The whole service is by donation. But basically, right now, you can even get 24/7 listening with commercial free because we're evolving. It's under construction, and it won't be that way. After I finish the ambassador training programs, I'm going to be popping up some commercials on 528 Radio. So you'll have interruptions unless you subscribe by donation. And it's less than 15 cents a day. Think about that, folks. 15 cents a day is what we're asking. That's not a lot of money. I think it's about $5 a month. And so if you make a small donation, you can listen to 528 Radio, all the different stations, commercial free.
And if you're not familiar with what 528 is, you can go to love528.com and also the book. Read the book, the book of 528.com. It's actually not available in hard copy right now. It won't be until about two to four weeks, I'd give it.
Yeah, thanks to COINTELPRO, guys. You did a great job in holding up the publication and actually the release. The book has been confiscated. It's in a warehouse in Michigan. We're actually right now getting a different printer to reprint the book that was never, ever released. How about that, folks? And I'm the author and the publisher. That's the effect of COINTELPRO on our business and even my family.
Yeah, I mean, that's really a tragedy. But it is available in PDF format online, and you can get that through healthyworldaffiliates.com or healthyworldstore.com.
And we will have the new printing available, I would say, in about 4 to 5 weeks. So for those of you who have already purchased it, we just appreciate your patience. We will get you those books as soon as we're able to. And then others, you have to read this book. It's awesome.
And then Liquid Dentist is going to be available shortly. And we are hoping in 2 to 4 weeks as well. Liquid Dentist, it's going to be better than ever. It's going to be like the original formula. It's going to be incredible. We've already tried it. We sampled it. It's probably was the most amazing thing I've ever tried in my life as far as a mouth rinse or anything that has to do with a dental product.
Yeah, awesome. It's exactly what I wanted from the very beginning. We actually had it from the very beginning. And then, again, because we've had a lot of people who have undermined us from within, we're actually now feeling the joy of emancipation, and we're moving ahead very powerfully now with remedying all the delinquencies and problems that we've had and moving ahead with outstanding products.
So thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week, the same time, Tuesday. It's Tuesday at 6 p.m. Hawaii time, 9 p.m. in California West Coast, and midnight on the East Coast.
And we've got anyone who wants to call us, also there's a toll-free number to call. It's 888 508 4787. That's direct to Healthy World Store. Line is 888-508-4787. Thanks so much for your love and your appreciation and tuning in to the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
Love you. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.